The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. When the Louisville slugger used by legendary baseballer Babe Ruth to hit his first home run at Yankee Stadium in 1923 went up for auction, some feared that the winner might destroy it, either to end the dreaded curse of the Bambino and allow the Red Sox victory in next year's World Series, or to sell pieces of it for profit. Instead, it became the most expensive baseball bat in the world as it sold for $1.3 million. The bat, which left Ruth's hands as a prize for a Los Angeles high school batting champion, features an autograph and dedication to the boy home run king of Los Angeles, and a brass plate that reads, "Presented to Victor Orsatti at Manual Arts High School by the Los Angeles Evening Herald." The 46-ounce bat's model number, 148, is still visible amidst the lathe marks. William Howard Taft was the first president to own a car. Although William McKinley and Theodore Roosevelt had ridden in automobiles, it was not until William H. Taft became chief executive in 1909 that the White House officially changed from horses to cars and began to supply official vehicles for use by the president. Using a $12,000 appropriation, the first White House chauffeur was given the job of identifying the most appropriate cars. Seeking the best deals, he purchased one white steamer, two Pierce Arrows, and a Baker Electric. Warren Harding was the first president who knew how to drive a car before entering office and became the first president to ride to his inauguration in an automobile, which was a Packard Twin Six supplied by the Republican National Committee. Ohio is the only state in the Union which doesn't have a state flag. Instead, what flies over the Capitol in Columbus is technically referred to as a burgee, loosely based from cavalry pennants during the Civil War and Spanish-American War. The burgee was created by John Eisenman, architect and designer for the Ohio State Pan-American Exposition Commission. Instead of having a pennant's usual single-pointed tail, the burgee has a swallowtail design of two points. The large blue triangle represents Ohio's hills and valleys, and the stripes represents roads and waterways. The five stripes also represent that Ohio was one of the five states that comprised the original Northwest Territory, that being Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The 17 stars symbolize that Ohio was the 17th state admitted to the Union, while the white circle with its red center not only represents the first letter of the state's name, but also its nickname, the Buckeye State. Not only is Ohio's burgee the only American state flag that is non-rectangular, but also the only one other than the flag of the country of Nepal to appear in the world. Standing 6 feet 2 inches and weighing in at 332 pounds, William Howard Taft was our heaviest president and the only one to become stuck in his own bathtub. To prevent this embarrassing occurrence from happening again, an oversized tub was brought in for his use at the White House. The 7-foot-long, 41-inch-wide tub was so large that it could accommodate 4 normal-sized men. The pallbearers at his funeral might have been cut slack if someone had remembered that the ashes of the average cremated person weigh only 9 pounds. The only scripted primetime TV series to reach 500 episodes are Gunsmoke, Lassie, and The Simpsons. During the heyday of Egyptology, the discovery of mummies was so plentiful that railroads used the resin-wrapped corpses for firing the boilers of locomotive engines. there are more people alive in the world today than have ever died. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. As Ronald Reagan once said, "Information is the oxygen of the modern age. It seeps through the walls topped by barbed wire and wafts across the electrified borders." So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.